is a News 1130 special report.
BC's Minister of Children and Families says she is looking forward to seeing how the new children's watchdog for our province is able to use his passion to advance protection for children.
A special committee has tapped former MLA from New Brunswick, Bernard Richard, to be the new representative for children and youth, and he is live with us on the line to discuss his new role. Mr. Richard, did you speak with Ms. Turpel-Lafond before taking over this position?
Not before. I spoke with her yesterday, but I've known her for years. We were both appointed to similar positions in 2006, so we've worked together and side by side, and I'm certainly a big admirer of her work throughout the years.
So I'm presuming then that she gave you some kind of insight into some of the difficulties she's had over the years dealing with the provincial government.
I followed her work fairly closely, of course, and there aren't that many child and youth advocates across the country. So there is a Canadian Council of Child and Youth Advocates. So we certainly follow each other's work, share experiences. I'm well aware of the difficulties that are not unique to British Columbia, by the way.
What made you want to come out here and do this job?
Well, it's work that I love doing. I've been doing it for a number of years now, and in fact, even after I finished my work in New Brunswick as Ombudsman and Child and Youth Advocate, I just continued working in the area of youth mental health, of Aboriginal children in care, and of children who deal with the criminal justice system. So I've been heavily involved with the issue of children's rights and well-being in developing countries. It's just something that I've become very passionate about, and developed some networks nationally and internationally, and I hope to be able to make a modest contribution. Whatever I can bring in terms of experience and insights, I will do that.
Now, what are some of your top priorities coming into this role?
Well, there are several. I think I've mentioned things that I'm keenly interested in and that I think I have some background and experience in, particularly Aboriginal children in care. The BC situation is maybe not different than other provinces, but it is unfortunately too similar. It's the overrepresentation of Aboriginal children in care is really hard to justify. It's 10% of the population, 60% of the kids in care, that really doesn't make much sense. And there are lots of historical reasons for that, and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission certainly provided us with a great deal of truth. There's still a lot of reconciliation to be done, but the Human Rights Tribunal decision in January of this year provided insight on what's not right with child and family services agencies across the country. So that would have to be, I think, my top priority. But I have lots of interests, and certainly I'm keen to learn more about British Columbia and the priorities that British Columbians have, including British Columbian youth, First Nations leaders, and other stakeholders who are actively involved.
You mentioned you've been following the situation here in BC. In your estimation, what successes have we had in this province when it comes to child welfare?
Well, I think that there have been successes, that the numbers of children in care have been decreasing, certainly not enough. I think Mary Ellen would be the first to say that. The percentage is still very high and a concern. The overall numbers have been going down, and that's been the case in other provinces as well. Other provinces, some in the east here, have adopted what's called a family group conferencing, where they involve the family in trying to find solutions in cases of concern with vulnerable children. And the extended family group conferences can include up to 30 and 40 people, and that's proven to be very effective. It's driven the numbers down and the savings have been reinvested in the system to provide better services. I've been working with the First Nations chiefs here and directors of agencies to really push for a refocus of services into more prevention, early intervention-based interventions so that we can reduce the number of children that even more that go into care. So those are the things that I'm really interested in seeing. I think taking a child in care under the responsibility of the minister or of the department should be a last resort. Obviously, sometimes you have to do it to protect the child, but we'll be, I think, working with others in New Brunswick in BC, it'll take some time for me to get used to that, but I'm certainly anxious to work with others who share my views in that area and to find better ways to provide services to kids.
Are you concerned, or how concerned are you, that recommendations you may come up with will not be listened to by the BC government?
That's always a concern. You know, there's, as far as I can tell, I've chaired a couple of National Ombudsman Association, the Forum of Canadian Ombudsmen, and the Canadian Council of Parliamentary Ombudsmen, and I've chaired an international organization of French-speaking ombudsmen. And many of my colleagues across the country and around the world have debated for years the idea that their recommendations may or may not be acted upon. Someone would want to have order-making powers similar to what a judge has. I still believe in the classic ombudsman model. I really think that you have to make a good case for changes that you advocate for. Certainly, a lot of our work will be advocating for individual children in the system and helping them advocate. But certainly, in terms of systemic changes, I really think that it's a challenge, an ongoing challenge for everyone who does a similar piece of work. And I've looked at Mary Ellen's annual reports, and she refers to recommendations that have been adopted and implemented, but she also refers to others who have yet to be adopted. So there will be some work to be done in that regard, but building the strongest case possible and making that case to the minister, but also to the public, gaining support and making sure that others contribute to the kinds of solutions you want to recommend is very important. I know she's done a great job. You know, I'm a big fan of Mary Ellen, and I've seen the quality of her work. So it's not easy. If it were easy, she would have done it a long time ago. She's been in the job for 10 years. So it's not easy, and I guess I bring a different perspective in the sense that I have been on the government side of things. I've been a cabinet minister, so I've had to deal with recommendations and suggestions for policy changes, and I've had to exercise judgment in that regard, take into account the costs, and always knowing that not all voters and not all citizens are prepared to pay more for more services, even when those services are addressed to the most vulnerable. So it's a tough job. It's an important job, and I'm glad to be given the opportunity to serve the province in that way.
Mr. Richard, thanks very much for your time.
Always good to talk to you anytime. Please feel free to reach out if there are issues that you think your listeners would want my perspective on.
I'm sure we will.
Okay.
Bernard Richard is the new representative for children and youth, joining us live on the line.